Hello and happy Monday, everyone. Happy Monday. You are tuned in to 98.3 FM, The Life. Every Monday right here on 98.3, you're going to be listening to Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. I'm your host, Marty Jalove, and our show is all about happiness, but more than just happiness. We're talking about happiness at the workplace, in your career, at the job, in those businesses that you own, and all those places in between. We're going to be bringing some industry experts in here to talk to you about some of those secret shortcuts to make your job a little bit more successful and more happy. Because we're spending so many hours every day, every week, we spend so much of our time at the job. Why not add a little more happiness? Today, I have a very, very special guest here, and let me see if I can turn on her mic. There we go. I think you're on.
Hello.
There she is. For those of you who are old fans of the Bacon Bits show, we've got Tiffany back.
Hello.
There she is. And so today what we're going to be doing is something really, really special. Today we're going to be talking about bringing your side hustle to success. We're going to be talking about how you take those ideas you've got that you're hoping to generate some money with and turn those into viable businesses.
I want to when you first introduced the show, you said that you're going to have guests and people that know what they're
yes.
doing. Me, I don't know what I'm doing.
No,
so I have ideas.
Don't
so that's
sell yourself
where you're,
short.
You're
right,
going
right.
to help me
yes.
become an expert because I really don't
that
know what I'm
exactly.
doing. Okay, I just want people to know I am not an expert, but Marty is going to teach me how to become an expert on little ideas that I have stuck in my head. And another thing, you're too far away.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're still getting used to this.
Like
we're getting used to this new studio. That's the whole thing. It's a different atmosphere. I mean, eventually, what'll happen is we can have like up to 8 people in this studio.
It's huge, and I'm so used to sitting like right next to you.
Yeah, exactly. We're almost, you know, our knees are touching in
and
the other studio.
There's no wall next to the microphone, so
I know,
can't
so you have
whack
nothing
it.
To. So you might actually fall off the chair today. So, Tiff, you're absolutely right. I said we've got some industry experts that have been coming on the past shows. We've been talking about things like succession. We've been talking about the idea of the surprises you face when you're starting your own business, like the questions you don't even know what to ask
exactly.
in the beginning. So with you, the reason I'm bringing you in, and I'm still considering you an expert, is, you ready
expert,
for this?
An expert of not knowing anything.
Exactly. You're the expert. You're the person who's going to sit there and saying, you're going to be taking it through. You're the like every man or every woman who says, I've got some ideas and I really want to see how can I make these things work. All right. This is really important because a lot of people do this and so many people jump into business unprepared and they invest a whole bunch of money crossing their fingers and then they don't understand why they lose money.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, like I said, throughout the entire year, 2024, we are going to take a side hustle of yours, something,
okay.
a dream of yours, and
okay.
bring it to success.
All right. I am prepared. I have my book.
There you go.
What's Your Bacon?
Nice.
I have little pages marked off.
Nice. I was hoping you were going to bring it. So what Tiffany is talking about is I wrote a book called What's Your Bacon? It's Uncover Your 5 Sizzling Secrets of Business Success.
And it's a very, very easy read.
Yes.
So, I mean, easy that it flows.
Thank you.
So it's
Thank
not
you.
You're
Good.
Not using a lot of big words that I'm like, you know, I don't get this. It's like you're talking to
it's
me.
It's just a step above a pop-up book.
And
right?
that's good. Yeah. For someone like me that really have no clue how to start, this is wonderful.
There you go. Well, and so the reason I wrote the book like that is I wrote the book like I like to read books. I like to grab bits and pieces throughout. So everything is the ideas that you can gain from it are usually no bigger than 1 or 2 pages in this book. And you can jump back and forth throughout the book and pick up tidbits. I always tell people, read the first chapter first, the introduction that explains the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is broken into 5 sections, B-A-C-O-N, because I love my bacon.
Of course. Right? Crispy.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah. Sure. You're never going to let that one go, right?
Nope.
All right. So, and it's broken into 5 sections, and we're going to be starting to talk about the first one, and that is the B is beliefs. The A is your analytics and your processes. C is your crew, the people you depend on. O is the obstacles that are going to get in your way. And N is your narrative, how you go to market. All right, so we're going to break that all down. And throughout this year, About every month or so,
okay.
You're going to come back in and we're going to take it to the next step because I want to give you ample time to work on this stuff. I don't want to say, oh, next week, and you're like, oh, it was a busy week. I didn't do anything. No, this is, you're going to have ample time.
Wait, you're giving me homework?
I'm giving you homework. Yes, you're starting a business. We're starting a business and making it successful is a difficult task. It is not easy. You put a lot of work into it.
Oh, boy, you're scaring me now.
Yeah, well, it's not like I said, it's starting a business is not hanging the shingle outside your house and sitting there twiddling your thumbs waiting for the money to roll in.
No.
You have to put some effort into it.
Oh, man, you didn't tell me that part.
So
okay.
The first part today is what we're doing is igniting your passion and your vision. That's what we're covering today.
Okay.
We're going to be discussing, and like always, every show, what do I always say? We apply a little bacon to it because everything that bacon touches becomes just a little bit better. But we're not talking about the bacon for chewing.
We're not?
No. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the bacon for doing.
There you go. All right. I'm so glad you remember
those.
That. Yeah. Sometimes
no one else gets it.
No. Sometimes I have guests, I throw that first line and they just stare at me like going, what? What am I supposed to say? So anyway, what we're going to talk about today, we're going to break it down for you, is this. We're going to start with the B is, what were you born to do?
Mm.
All right. This is, and we're going to talk a little bit about the ikigai or the kigai, depending on how you pronounce it. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong both ways, but we'll get to that. The A is analyze myself. All right. So you're going to take some time to really dig down deep inside and ask yourself the tough questions of what you can actually accomplish, because we want this to be a reality, not just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
The C, we dig into our core values, what really makes us who we are, and where we draw the line in the sand. Like, in other words, we won't cross that line. This is what we stand for. O is our outcome or our goals. What are we shooting for? What do we hope? What's the purpose of this? What's our end goal? What's our exit strategy? We're going to be working on that. And then N is the idea of never give up. All right. There are a lot of things that you are putting into this. And you have to be prepared to know that you are going to be spending a lot of time, a lot of happiness, a lot of energy, and a lot of money in building a strong business. All right? And you have to be ready to do that. And there's going to be times during it that you will say, oh, I just want to throw it all away. And instead,
Marty won't let me.
Nope, I'm not going to let you because we're booked for the year.
Okay, so that whole bacon that you just said,
yes,
we're doing that today?
Yeah,
or is that for the whole 10 season?
No, that's just today. This is what we're going
that's
through
a
today.
Lot.
But you know
hour?
What? Right.
Okay.
I'm not expecting you to answer all the questions. I'm expecting you to write these things down because we're going to explain to you what I'm looking for,
okay,
why they're important,
okay,
and then you have between now and next month to actually answer these questions.
Okay, so the good thing is,
yes,
last time on the show,
yes,
you only gave me like a half an hour to come up with the answer.
Right.
This time you're giving me a month.
A month, right, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And all these people who are listening in, Tiff, you know, they're all learning. There's going to be a lot of people who are saying,
absolutely,
I've got an idea for a business.
Absolutely.
I really want to start it. They're going to listen for you,
yeah,
and they're going to be cheering you on, Tiffany.
Oh, thank you,
yes,
everybody.
Yes, so they're going to be like, yeah, I want Tiffany to succeed. I want to prove to myself, if she can do it, I can do it. You know, and we're going to do it together.
And I got to tell you, if I can do it, anybody can.
No, don't sell yourself short. You're amazing. You've got this energy about you.
I do have energy.
You've got you're a dynamic personality. In other words, you want to go out there. You want to share something with the world. I've always realized that.
I do.
Yeah. So there you go. So now let's see how we fine tune it and make it work.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So with that tip, let's jump right into this B.
B.
The whole idea of what are you born to do? Okay. Now, when I talked about this and I talked to you about it's the ikigai, okay, which is, we talked about this once or twice before. It's the four intersecting circles that we draw.
Yes, you've said that before.
So the four intersecting circles represent lists of things that we're going to make. And I'm going to explain them all because I can't draw them on the radio. Nobody's going to pay attention to
I'm
that.
I'm trying to draw it on my...
Okay. So the number one thing we look at is, what are the things that bring us joy? What are the things that make us happy? What are the things that just put a smile on our face? What are the things that we look forward to? And I always encourage people to make a list like this of everything and anything that makes us happy, okay? And I keep my list on my phone, and whenever something just makes me grin for some reason, like I'm like, I can't believe that that just made me happy, that silly thing, I add it to the list. And this is a good thing for two reasons. Number one, it reminds you of all the wonderful things in life that bring you joy, and it makes you grateful for the life that you have. But it also categorizes those things and saying that, you know, wow, these are a lot of good things that make me happy, and I want to surround myself with more of that. I want to seek that, right? The second thing that it does is when you're down, when you're feeling sad, right? And you got that frown, you want to turn that frown upside down, right? There you go. When that happens, look at the list and say, why am I so sad when I have all these things that bring me so much joy?
Right.
Okay? We tend, and I say we as the collective populace of the world, humans, we have a tendency to lean towards the negative because it's easy. It is easy to fail. Okay, it is tough to succeed. Even though we all want to, it's easier just to go, I'm going to fail instead. I'm just going to give up. Okay, and so we look for things that scare us. We look for things that that make us unhappy. We look for things that sadden us. We look for things that anger us.
It's a good excuse
to give up. And it's just, well, I can't do it, right? So instead, I want us to concentrate on the positive. Those things that really make us happy, those things that make us grin, all right? So everyone, including you, Tiff, have to start by making this long list of the things that bring joy into your life, the things that make you happy. And it could be anything and everything. You could say, I love the rain. I love long drives. I love looking at scenery. Okay, I don't necessarily love driving in the rain, but, you know, I love those separately. I love my pets. I love this. I love that. You start doing this kind of thing, so anything that brings you joy.
That's like, what I love making people smile.
There you go. That's perfect.
That
yes,
is one?
Yeah, because if it makes you happy, then yes, it goes on the list.
Okay.
All right. The next circle, okay, which is slightly different. A lot of people think, it's pretty much the same, but it's not. The next circle is going to be those things that you feel you are good at. Okay? The things where you have some talents, some abilities, something that you know that you just have kind of a natural knack to it, that you do these kinds of things. Name something that you think you're naturally good at.
Would that be the best qualities? Or is that
a thing that you do. Something that you do that you're pretty good at. And it could be, you know, let's add this to
I'm pretty optimistic.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, because you're good at being optimistic, so you have a good outlook towards life. That's fine. You're good at making people smile, so that's another thing. But let's say you want to even say, I'm good at the high jump. I'm good at yo-yo. Whatever it is, I want you to not worry about, well, is this something I can do? Make a business out of?
Don't think about that.
Right now, just start thinking of these things. Because even if and even if you can't make a business out of these things, and the majority you're not going to make a business out of, let's be serious, right? You're not going to make a business out of these things. But you can still always refer back to that list when you're feeling down and you're saying, or when you fail at something, you try something new and you fail, you can always go back to that list and say, but I'm really good at these things, you know?
And then that's when you're going to tell me what I need to do.
Right. Yeah, we're going to get to that. But I just want you, in other words, when you're feeling down about yourself, I want you to always refer to these lists.
Okay.
So you got these two lists, right?
Okay. And joy, what gives us joy, and what am I good at?
That's it. Those are the first two.
Okay.
Now you look at where they overlap and you start going, this is really cool. You suddenly have a group of things that you're good at that also bring you joy. And so you're going to want to do more of that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the next circle is start looking at that list, especially where they overlap, the things that you're good at and the things that make you happy. Start looking at where they overlap, okay? And let's just use an example that you said you're good at making people smile.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's something you're good at doing and you enjoy doing it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now you look at that list of those things that are in both circles and you say, what are things that the world needs?
So that's number three?
Yeah, that's number three. So what are the things the world needs? And so when that overlaps, what are some of the things that you love to do? Some of the things that you're really good at? And it just so happens that the world needs those. If something falls into that...
Well, the world needs to smile more.
There you go. Right. So that's a perfect example.
So that would be good?
It was a wonderful example to go in there. Okay? So just think of that. How much additional joy you would end up getting out of it just for that fact of being able to say, I like making people smile. The world needs it, so I feel necessary. All right, and I happen to be good at it. So. Huh. It, tremendous. So you're well on your way.
Okay.
Okay.
Woohoo!
There you go. All right. Now, the fourth circle, and this overlaps those, so where all four of these circles intersect at that center, the question is, can I make money at that?
Money.
All right? And so when you, through my book, there is those QR codes at the end of every chapter, right? You saw those. And if you scan those, they go to a website. And from that website, what you can do is you can download all these forms that'll help you fill out and create these things.
Okay.
Okay, just to let you know, just on the side. But in the meantime, we're going to work on this.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so imagine slowly you get to this point and you find some things that all four of those circles connect. These are things that you really love. They make you happy. These are things you're really good at. The world needs them and people will pay you for them.
Ooh.
Now you've got the basis for a business that you will really bring you great joy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it won't even matter if I don't make a lot of money right away.
Well, it's
because
maybe.
I would enjoy it.
Right. Well, maybe. Right. Exactly. Because some people prefer to make a lot of money with less enjoyment. Other people want more enjoyment and less money. You know, and there's a trade-off. If ideally, a lot of joy and a lot of money. So that's the first part. This is what you're going to do. And this is why I call this the born to do. These are the things that you were born to do.
Okay.
All right? Because if you can find all of that, that's the reason you were put on this planet.
Oh.
All right?
Yeah.
So, and everyone has something. Everyone has a bunch of things in that list, actually,
when
you think about it. So now you will eventually break it down to say, let's just stick with this one. You like to make people smile.
Okay.
You like to make people smile. The people need to smile more. You're good at doing it. Now the question is, will people pay? Yeah, somebody would pay you for that. But now how do you do that? We'll get into the how eventually. But right now we're breaking it down to some of those things.
So is the how tonight's show or is the how
down the road? We'll see where we get into.
Oh,
all right, okay. We'll see. Yeah, yeah. I know you're ready to...
I just think this is a lot for a short period of time.
So that's why
I was kind of...
You're building an entire business. There's still... We have a whole bunch of shows ahead of us. There's more than just this, okay? All right. So now what we do is this, is we have great intentions. You have an idea of some of the things that you can do, some of the things that you can earn some money at, right? Some of the things that you would be good at, that you'd enjoy and stuff, and that the world would need. Now is analyze yourself. And this is called the SWOT. Have you ever heard this? The S-W-O-T?
S-W-O-T?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so it's basically, we're going to start with this, is it's going to start with the S and the W, okay? And that is your strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
And the O and the T is your opportunities and your threats.
Ooh.
Okay, so I want you, eventually you're going to, once we determine what your business is actually going to be, and we can discuss that a little bit, but once we determine that, you're going to also do a SWOT report on your competitors, what their strengths and weaknesses are, what their opportunities and what their threats are, okay?
I was going to say, what's S and W, strength and weakness?
There you go, strength and weaknesses. So what you have to do, again, Tiff, is you have to start analyzing yourself and saying, what are my strengths? What are the things I'm willing to do? Are you the type of person who will be like, I'll give up sleep if I got a project I got to work on?
Okay. Sleep is pretty important.
I understand. Well, that's what I know you're a napper. Okay. So I need you to kind of identify in a business standpoint, what are some of your strengths? Now you've worked for at least a few years because you started working when you were 18. So you've been working about 5 or 6 years now.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So by now, you know what some of your business strengths are, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to look at those and you don't have to, you can throw out one or two strengths. You don't have to dig into it. You don't have to, tell the world what your strengths and weaknesses are, but I want you to be true to yourself and give us some ideas of what some of your strengths and weaknesses are. So for me, So for me, one of my strengths is creativity.
Oh, yes.
All right. And so that's what I really go after is I capitalize on that because I know there's probably people more creative than me in the world. I know that.
But Baby Joe?
All right.
And sorry, Tiffany, had to throw
and
that
Tiffany
in there.
Is leaving now. Okay. No, what ends up happening is I know that the average person, I'm probably more creative than the average person. All right, so then that becomes a great strength of mine. Mm-hmm. All right, and so I need you to look at what your strengths are, what you offer, because those are the things that you're going to push into your business.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Yes, and so you have to think about what you've done. You also have to be honest with yourself about weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, I'm a procrastinator, okay?
I
just said I am, so you have to decide. So you have to say if that's one of your weaknesses. Maybe one of your weaknesses is, I don't understand money. I spend too quickly. Whatever it is, come up with those weaknesses, because what you're going to end up doing is you're going to find people who can help you with those areas or processes to fill in those gaps that you
are. Like a business coach?
It could be a business coach. Exactly. There you go. So you start out with your list of your strengths and your weaknesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your opportunities and your threats, where this is more going to be for now, we're leaning towards, based on your strengths and weaknesses, what are some of your opportunities based on your strengths? So for me, being creative and me having a graphics background, one of my opportunities, I can do my own advertising. I do all my own artwork. Oh. I can do that a great deal, and I know I'm going to put out a lot of good content like that.
Okay. Would a strength be, I know people? Kind of in the business?
Certainly.
That
yes.
is a strength?
That would, of course, okay. Yeah. So you know people, you already make some connections. That's an incredible That's an incredible strength to have, because a lot of people are entering a new industry or something and know absolutely no one. Okay, and so you're already got a leg up on them. So that's beautiful.
Okay.
As we go through this, I just have to ask, and that is this, is... So you said, I know people in the industry. So you're leaning towards a business. You have a business in your mind. You want to share that with us?
It's just something in my head.
You don't want to share it with us? You can share. You don't have to go into detail. Just give us an idea of the industry. What are you looking for?
I don't know exactly. Coffee mugs, magnets, t-shirts.
Okay.
So
is it going to be your own design, like your brand? You know,
I guess so, yes.
Okay, it's not like you're not doing advertising specialties, that you're going to another company and saying, hey, I'll create these for you.
Correct.
So you're going to come up with a brand that you're going to sell on these types of specialties. Okay,
yes.
That's good enough. Yeah, I'm not asking what the thing is, because you're still in the creation part of it.
Yes.
Okay, so the fact that you said you know some people in the industry, that's definite strength. Chances are you're going to need some artistic skills in that. Do you have those? Would you consider that's a strength of yours or a weakness of yours?
Okay, so I don't know if it's a strength, but I went online and I found like pictures and for the writing stuff.
Yeah.
So I made copies of it, so I already have kind of an idea of what the graphics would look like.
So now keep in mind, when you go online and you do this kind of stuff, you have to make sure that it's royalty-free that you're using. Okay, so you can't infringe on someone. And a lot of people right now use a lot of AI, artificial intelligence, to generate stuff. But artificial intelligence stuff can't be trademarked. So if you create something in AI, it's very easy for someone else to use it as well. So you have to be very careful on what you do. And you might have the basics of it. But my question was, do you have graphic design skills? Can you take what you saw and then actually convert it and finish it up before it's printed?
No.
Okay, so then we put that...
But I do know somebody that can.
All right, so there you go.
Marty Jalo.
There you go. So what you have to do is you have to put that in your weakness column. Okay? Because you might know someone, but you don't have the skill yourself. So you're looking at it more and more. The reason you do this is to save money in the beginning. Sometimes the more stuff you can do yourself...
Right.
You end up being the last one to get paid in your business, okay?
Yep.
All right, and so the more stuff you can do yourself, the better off it is. If you start a business, and you can start a business that you know nothing about, and you farm out everything.
Right.
Okay, but keep in mind that those people get paid before you. Keep a list of the things you're really good at and the things that you're weak at, the strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
And then because of those, we're going to look at your opportunities and your threats. So the opportunities are, you know people in there, so you have the ability to do some maybe placement or some printing or something.
Right.
All right, that's the opportunity. a threat to you is because you have to rely on someone to do the artwork. A threat might be making sure that you're covered, that it's trademarked for you, it's covered under your name, everything is good, as opposed to you doing it your own self. Okay? So you're going to work through all of these things. Now, ideally, the more you fine-tune your idea, your business idea, the more you fine-tune that, the better off it's going to be, because then you can make a list of their strengths and weaknesses greater and how they relate to your final product.
I guess that's true, because the more I dig into it, I'm going to find out what I'm more strong at and what I'm weak at.
And what's beautiful about it is, remember that first thing we did with the Ikigai, where we laid out what you're born to do, we'll call it, what that spot is, the perfect place. Now you're going to take a look and, well, these are my strengths and weaknesses. Even though this seems like a really good idea, it might not be the best idea for me. Okay. Okay. Because think about it. If you're going to go with, and let's just take a step back. If we're going to go with an idea that of making people smile.
Right.
Okay. Because you love it. You're good at it. The world needs it. And some people could pay you for it. All right. So that could be, you start your own TV show, your own comedy show. You become the ringmaster at a circus. You become a rodeo clown. You become a taxi driver. Okay.
Right.
That everyone's like, oh, I love having her as a taxi driver.
Right.
There's lots of things.
You're,
so
no,
now,
you're right.
Now you have to find, now let's, we're fine tuning it with your strengths
right.
and weaknesses.
I get it.
Okay.
So
right.
you're going to tell me.
We're going
right?
to work on it.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
You're going to lead me in that direction.
I'm going to lead you. It's kind of like I'm going to be throwing the questions at it so that you ask yourself what
you're
good at.
Can't you just say, all right, Tiffany, this is what you need to
yes,
do.
Yes, you should be
Please?
A professional sandwich maker.
Thank
okay?
you.
and you know what? By the way, I love a good sandwich, so it's okay. It works
Don't
out.
Don't we all?
How about
especially
it?
Rusty.
Especially Rusty. Okay. So now we're going to move to the letter C.
C.
Okay, which is your core values. All right. Now, in the book, if you remember, right away in the first part, under the B and the beliefs, we lean towards this whole thing. Now, Gandhi did a great quote, and I put this in the book. I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
Your beliefs become your thoughts. So those things that you believe to be true, the direction
you
believe.
Is that in the book?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
It's on page 7. Okay.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Because the more you believe it and you start thinking it, you actually say those things. When you say them, your words become your actions. You actually do those things, and your actions become your habits. And before you know it, you're doing those same things over and over again. And those habits become your values. And your values become your destiny.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
so
kind of hard.
It's kind of hard to understand or kind of hard to do. No, it's just think about this. Everything that when... let's put it this way. Let's put it on the negative side. There is a lot of people who put information out, whether it be in the internet, whether it be on the media, etc., that is not necessarily true. They stretch the truth or they nudge us in one direction. All right. And it could just be telling us that this food is healthy or this food is natural. Okay. When, although it is natural, it is not necessarily good for us.
Right.
But they promote it to be healthy. Let's just say that. All right. So, we start believing that.
Right.
All right. And once we believe that, then our thoughts are saying, yes, that's natural. That's good for me. I'm going to get healthy eating that. Okay. Those thoughts become our words. So we start saying it. Yeah, that's good for me. That's healthy. And I tell Christy, that's healthy. I'm going to eat that. Buy that for me. All right. Those words become my actions and I start eating those things.
It. Okay.
And then that becomes a habit. All right. And then before you know it, that becomes my values. This is something I believe in. I believe in eating healthy. I believe this is it. This is the right way to do this. And maybe in the end, that's not necessarily a strong or correct value. Although my real value was I want to eat healthy, this whole thing might have led me astray.
And your values become your destiny?
Yes, because your values, I base everything on my values. What we do is a value is something where we say, this is my line in the sand. This is the thing I'm drawing here, and I'm saying I won't cross this line. Integrity is one of the values of my company, Master Happiness. I have five values I base my company on. Integrity is one of them. And so what I do is by stating it, tagging my company with that value, saying I stand with integrity and I will not cross this line. In other words, I will not lie to my employees. I will not lie to my customers. Okay, I will not lie in advertising. What I do is the truth, okay? Because integrity means a lot to me. If I have a customer who comes to me and lies to me and forces me to do work for him or her, and it is based on lies or help that I've helped them perpetuate a lie, I will no longer work with them because integrity is one of my lines in the sand. I will not cross.
Okay.
Okay. So when you look at my values, how I base my business, okay, is it's five values. And my values are going to be happiness is number one. I always tell people I'm only interested in working with people who can make me happy and that I can make happy. The next one is going to be, I'm talking as I'm flipping through the book, but I'm going to say it's inspiration, inspiring, and it is in the book somewhere here. I want to inspire my customers, and I want to be inspired by them. If I can be inspired by my customers, I'm going to do a better job. Okay. My third value is creativity. I only want to do work like this out of the box thinking. I want to help you by doing something that other people haven't done. I want to take ideas from one customer, bring them to someone else. All right. So it's creative thinking. The next one is empathy. I want to truly empathize with my people. I understand their customers' pains, and we are going to work together to solve those things. I'm going to empathize with those end customers. What do they need from us? I want to walk a mile in their shoes. And then lastly, the fifth one is integrity, that I won't lie. So everyone, what you need to do is you have to create a list of your core values. And what you do is in the book here, again, and you don't have to go to the book. Anyone who's listening, I know I'm mentioning the book an awful lot, and it's a great book to buy. Like Tiffany said, it's an easy read. But you don't have to buy the book as much as I want you to follow through with these ideas we're going through. Come up with a list of brainstorm all types of core values that would be meaningful to you. All right,
say that real fast 10 times.
So honesty, integrity, hard work, this help first attitude. There's a lot of different things that you can say that are really important to you. Okay. And so then what you do is after you brainstorm, you start grouping them together, the terms that are most similar, start grouping them together, and then you start narrowing them down to no more. I mean, 10 would be the very most, but I wouldn't even go to 10, 5 to 7, maybe 9 different.
But no less
words.
Than 5.
Yeah, I would go. Yeah. Cause then it's you're really not covering yourself. Correct. I would go with at least 5 different words or short phrases that really define who you are, how you want to be seen in the world, how you want everyone to say, this, I want to work with Tiffany because of this, 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 and this. People come to me and they say, I want to work with Marty because he brings happiness to the job. That's his number one thing. It's right in the title of his company. It's Master Happiness. So he wants me to master happiness. All right. So happiness is important. I want to work with Marty because he's inspiring. He's motivational when he's speaking, and he's inspiring me to do things. He's keeping me focused and fulfilled with everything I do. I want to work with Marty because he's creative. He comes up with solutions I would have never thought of. I want to work with Marty because he's empathetic. He understands the struggles I go through. He understands how difficult it sometimes is to run a business.
And slap you across the head saying, go,
exactly.
Get up there and
right.
Do it.
Yes. All right. And I want to work with Marty because he is, he's got integrity. He won't lie to me. I trust him. I feel he's the right guy for me. And this is what I mean. This is what you base your company around, these values. All right. So you've got to write these values. You've got to come down to what you can say and define those. Don't just leave them as a word. How do you define those values? All right. What does that mean to you? Because let's just say you say honesty. And honesty might mean something. You know, we kind of know what honesty means, but the way you define it may be slightly different than the way I would define it. Even though it has the same meaning, the direction that you want to push is important. When I say inspiring, that sounds, people understand what inspiring means, but maybe they don't understand that I get inspired by my customers. They might say, oh, you're an inspiring guy. You want to inspire them to do stuff. And I'm saying it goes both ways. I want to be inspired by them, okay? And I want to inspire them back, okay? So it goes both ways. So that's why after you write your words or your short terms, you've got to come back and make sure that what you do is you give short definitions.
Okay.
All right? So far, Tiff, All right.
It's already hard.
Keeping a lot of... Yes, it's hard. But think of... And this is the reason... this is why we do all of this. The reason we do all of this is because this is the hardest part. This is the part... The hardest part, you know, you're about to climb a mountain, okay? And what I'm doing is I'm helping you get the right shoes, the ropes, the hooks, the extra coat, the rations, all this stuff. And you have to get this all together. We're finding out if you are a speed walker or if you're a really slow climber. We're finding out if you are going to climb solo in a team or you're going to say, no, I want to take a car. Okay, whatever it is, this is in the beginning. You find all of this. Because from now on, after you're done with this, every single decision you make afterwards relies on this stuff that you've done now. Okay?
Okay.
It all comes back. So it becomes easier. Because once you decide to partner with someone, let's say someone comes up to you and says, hey, I can get you those shirts and those cups at half the price, right? And you're like, oh, this sounds great. Okay, what you do is you talk to them about your core values and you ask them, so where do you get these things? Like for me, I would say...
In the back of a van.
Right, and they're like, yeah, don't worry where we get them. We get them, okay? Well, suddenly I don't want to tie my name to that company, right?
Right.
So you find those things that are most important to you. And so that answers the question. When later on, let's say you explode in growth and you know before you know it, you need to hire somebody. A lot of people say, I don't even know what questions to ask this person to hire them, right? So I would ask someone, what does happiness mean to you? Give me an example of some place that you worked where maybe the customer was less than happy and you turned it around and made them happy. Tell me a story about something that happened at work that made you happy. And I'm going to start asking them these questions and you'll know if the person is in tune with you, if they have the same core values, all right? I'll ask them a question going, when is it okay to lie to a customer? I'll ask a question like that, and they'll be like, to get the sale, I'm going to lie to them. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm all about integrity. I don't want you working with me.
So we're joking around, of course, about the supplies being the back of the van.
Yeah.
So, and who knows where it came from. If you don't want to do business, is that integrity or is that honesty?
Right, you don't want to be associated.
You don't want to be associated. Would that be integrity?
Because you stand for something.
Right.
So it could be integrity that you don't want to lie to people. You might say, I'm the type of person that I want to make sure that I tell people where all these things come from.
Right.
All right. Whether they are U.S. made. Made in China, made in Taiwan, made in India. I don't care. I want to tell people where it is,
right.
And I want them made in very specific spots.
Right.
So maybe you're a humanitarian,
okay?
And so for the same reason. So I can't say that the answer is necessarily integrity.
Gotcha.
You might say, we are a humanitarian business. This is what's really important to me.
Okay.
Okay, and so because of that, these are the decisions I make.
Okay.
All right, so that's why I said, I can't tell you which direction to go in. You've got to define your own core values. It just got cold, didn't it?
Right, yeah.
I was just looking around.
I'm feeling the cold
or something.
Air.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's fine. So, all right. So that's what you're going to be doing. So you're going to be doing the Ikigai first, narrowing that all down, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And keep something in mind that all of these goals, everything you're doing, over time, you're going to be setting other goals and some things that we're going to get towards, okay? But it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't change some of those things.
Okay.
All right? Somewhere down the line, it's kind of like you're running a race. All right? Let's say you're on a marathon. You decide, hey, I'm going to do a marathon.
I trip and fall?
Yes, of course you can, right? You probably trip over me because I've already fallen. What's important is, let's say you're running a marathon and you have to be able to say, you know what? I've decided I'm done. I did my half a mile and I'm done. I know I said I was going to try 22 miles or however ungodly the a marathon is. And you just say, I'm done. I tried it. I'm good. It's up to you. You can change your goals.
Okay.
You can change the direction you're going. But at least don't do it out of fear. Okay. Don't do it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Change the goals because you're saying I'm pivoting. Because I'm noticing the environment around me is changing.
Right.
And I didn't realize my competition was so strong.
Right.
Don't do it like, oh, it's such hard work.
Yeah, that's...
And I don't want to do it anymore.
That's kind of what I'm afraid of.
Well, that's why we're going to work together for a year. Okay?
Woohoo!
All right? So this is what's important to you, or important that you you work on those kind of things. That's the core values. I'm looking at time. We're doing fine.
Yeah?
We're doing fine. Yeah, we got 15 minutes.
Because I need a lot of help.
No, you're fine. You're good. Okay, so your outcome is the O. Outcome is your goals. In other words, what are you doing? Where are you going with this?
Oh, this is a fun one.
Okay, yes. Because a lot of people, what they do, and I'm going to compare it to a running race again. A lot of people get on the track and start running, right? And they go, I'm going for a run. You got to tell yourself, where's the finish line? Whether the finish line is I'm going to run for an hour or I'm going to run to like break through that ribbon over there. All right. Come up with something. And one of the first things you're going to do is what's your exit strategy? In other words, at what point in time will you say, I'm done. I'm folding the business. I'm selling the business.
Oh.
I'm giving the business to someone else. When do you walk away from the business?
That's under outcome.
Yeah, that's a goal of yours. And what's the outcome of your business? What will eventually become of this? Okay? So in other words, what's the outcome? Where am I going to go with this? What is my outcome?
But
what
you
am
were
I going
saying about closing it.
Yeah.
What you were just saying.
Right. So that could be an outcome. In other words, I'm going to do this. I'm going to build this business so big that in 10 years, I will make more than enough money. I don't need anything else. And I shut the business down.
Oh.
So what is your exit strategy? How are you going to leave the business? Or, and you might say, I am going to work until I die. Okay? There you go. Now you see. I like that face. Because now you understand. So you've set a date. When are you going to work till?
I'm going to have it. Someone's going to buy me out for $1 billion.
There you go. Exactly. All right. And now pick a date. Seriously. What I tell people to do is just that. Pick a date. Pick a date 10 years from now, 15 years ago, 5 years from now, whatever it is. Pick a date and say, as of this date, I will be successful enough. I will be earning this much money from this business, and I will sell the business as of this date. You know, it's February 6th. That's today, right? Or is it the 5th?
5th.
It's the February 5th, 2035. Okay?
Wow.
So you write down this date, and that gives you a goal. It gives you a direction. It just sets you up to say, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm heading. As opposed to just going, well, I'm going to make these shirts. And if they sell, they sell. If they don't sell, they don't sell. You know, and then if that doesn't work, I'll make more of the cups. And if they sell, they sell. If they don't sell. No, you don't want that. You need a target, something to go after. You know, when you're playing darts at a bar, let's say, and you're throwing darts, you're aiming at least at the dartboard. But maybe you're aiming at the bullseye, right? And when you're aiming at the bullseye and you're throwing, if you miss the bullseye, you still get points. You get something, but you need something to aim at. You don't grab.
That's actually pretty good.
Thank you. You don't grab the darts and just throw them willy-nilly around the bar. They'll kick you out. Trust me, I know that. Okay? So what you do is you're aiming for something. And if you can't make that, or you ever play 301 on a dartboard?
No.
You ever play that game? Or cricket?
No.
Okay, so cricket or 301, they're different games where you have to get specific points.
Okay, so you have to hit the two.
Yeah.
Or you have to hit.
Well, I don't know of any game that you have to hit the two. But you might have to hit a two to win the game at the end, yes. But so like cricket is you have to get three bullseyes. You have to get 320s. You have to get 319s, 318s. So what happens
there's
is.
There's no twos.
No, they don't go down that low.
Okay, you could tell.
Yeah.
I don't
no, that's okay.
Darts.
No, but you could end up needing a two if you played the game 301. All right, so you did good. You're fine. So anyway, when you're playing this game, you pivot sometimes and you're saying, I succeeded. I did that. Or, oh my gosh, my competition closed out those 20s. So now I have to concentrate on 20s and just get those out as well. Okay, and so understand that your game plan might change over time based on what the competition is doing, based on where you're making money and where you're losing money, let's say. Okay, you might say, wow, my main source of income is going to be these t-shirts, right? And then over a course of a few months, a year or so, you suddenly go, I got to pivot. All my market is going to coffee cups. You know what? T-shirts is going to be the secondary thing. Coffee cups is taking off, and I didn't even realize coffee cups would be this big. So you end up pivoting, but you still need a goal in the beginning. but be ready to pivot as life changes.
I see.
Okay?
That makes sense.
So with the goals, what we're going to end up doing as we start, we're going to get into that more. Not today, though. Don't worry.
Phew.
All right? But I want you to think about this. I want you to set something aside, that silly, goofy goal off in the future, saying, really, this would be great if this could actually happen.
Okay. There's okay. Somewhere in the book, you're like, just what do you want? You make
yes.
It what? Ever.
Exactly. The silliest thing, right? Yes. About this would be cool because that's a great exercise because by doing that, you suddenly realize it's fun to do, but it's also then there's some reality behind it because you're suddenly going, why did I say that? Like, oh, I want a fleet of Lamborghinis, right? I would never ask for that, yeah. but some people would. And I would say, so in reality, oh, I would love to be able to buy a Lamborghini. Suddenly you're like, oh, someone like me, I would not want a fleet of Lamborghinis. If they said, wouldn't you like to make enough to buy a Lamborghini? I would like to be able to make enough money to say, I don't want a Lamborghini, but I could buy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a difference. That's why start with the goofy thing.
Travel the world.
There you go. And then suddenly you go.
First class.
Right. Travel the world, first class, flying around it, right? Stop at every country. Okay. For chicken nuggets. But whatever. But what you do is by doing that, then you scale back and you go, I might not want to travel the world, but I would love to see every continent. I would love to see, here's a list of my 25 countries I'd love to see. Here are the sites I'd like to see. And you could start narrowing it down.
Bucket list.
There you go.
You love my bucket list.
the plan pail. Remember, that's the whole idea. Set the goals. All right.
And so now we're on N.
We are on N. And this is this thing that I'm going to tell you is it's never give up. Never give up. We tend to do this whole thing where we try things and we're like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And we walk away because we're afraid to succeed. Okay. We're afraid that we're going to fail.
Yeah.
We suddenly have this imposter syndrome. We're like, I can't really do this.
I know.
Okay. So that's why you put all this commitment up front.
I know. It's scary.
Yes. Yes. All right. Now, you know that everyone says, you know, them, you know, they said this. It's that awful them over there, right? And I want you to keep in mind that acronym, THEM.
Oh.
Okay, them. All right? And this stands for time, happiness, energy, and money. These are the people that you're going to be surrounded by people who are saying, your business, you're going to fail. Your business is taking too much of your time. Yeah, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, your business is you're not happy doing this. I can see this. It's taking you, it's sucking away the happiness from you. Okay, they're going to come to you and saying, you are exhausted. You need more sleep. Your business is taking away all your energy. And lastly, they're going to come and go, you're wasting money on this. All right, you're going to get a lot of naysayers around you that are going to continue. Them are going to keep telling you that. All right, you and only you can make that decision to say, I am willing to put in this time. I am willing to give up some of the things. Like, oh, I really wish I could go and do this, but I have to do this because this is part of my business. This is part of my plan, part of my journey to success. I'm really tired, but I got to stay up an extra hour because I got to finish this project, okay? Sometimes you're like, wow, I'm doing a lot of work. I'm not making as much money as I thought, okay? You have to be ready to give up on some of those things, and those are the things that are coming down, weighing down on you to say, just quit, go get another job. Okay, and this is why I say it's never give up. If you've got a dream and you've worked through all these other things, like the Ikigai, if you've worked on your SWOT analysis of what your strengths and weaknesses are, if you've set up your core goals, your lines in the sand, okay, and you've got goals set up that are realistic goals, okay, you will find that that time, happiness, energy, and money, you will gladly lose some of that because you will be so uber focused on what you're doing. Okay. The idea here, Friday night, I can't remember the days anymore. It seems like, but it wasn't Friday night. It was Saturday night. Saturday night is, I emceed a big comedy night in Lake Zurich.
Oh, how did it go?
Oh, it went phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. We had a number in our head of how many people we wanted. We more than tripled the number. They actually had to turn, They had to turn people away. Everyone loved it. It was a great show.
They couldn't be standing room only?
No, because the facility was like, we're leaning towards a fire hazard. We can't have people. But people stayed in the hallway and watched as well. So it was a really big success. So then afterwards, you know, because putting that together, planning it, getting the comedians, being the MC, you know, filling it all out, making sure everything was good.
Did you do all of that?
Yes, yes. I did all that as well. So then afterwards, that exhaustion of just, it's over, right? So then I went out with friends and we were out for a while and stuff. And then waking up on Sunday to go and I teach kids on Sundays. So I still had to do this. And this starts a new semester that it's 4 classes that I'm teaching these kids from seven years old all through high school. All right. It's public speaking and debate. And so.
Oh, that's right. You said you were going to do the debate for high school.
It's expanded. So this is the first time. And so it was just what ends up happening. The reason I'm sharing this with you is you suddenly find that your time is sucked away from you. You know, a lot of people say, I'm tired of working 9 to 5. I'm going to start my own business. You start your own business. You work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You're on call all the time. So be aware of that, but don't be afraid of it because I absolutely love what I do. Okay. You still have to make sure, and in your some of your goals, is you have to make sure you spend time or set aside time for your family, the people who you love and care about, because that's part of the reason you're doing this whole thing. Make sure you plan time to spend with them.
Okay. I have a little, this just made me smile. I just saw this on TV.
Okay.
Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Started her first business at the age of 50.
There you go. Sure.
And I always thought she's been in business, you know.
I'm going to bring in, I have a book somewhere that it lists all these people who became successful. It's 50 and older. Okay, so it's amazing.
Yes. If you could bring that in.
I will. I'm going to dig into that. All right. So I'm looking at the time. We're almost out of time here.
Okay. Yes. Quick question then.
Yes.
Also, because I saw it in the book. I don't know if this is going to be next time I'm here or not, but it's about the different parts of what the difference is.
You could also ask me off the air, too.
Okay, but I figured it was a mission statement and a vision statement.
Right, we're going to get to that
next time.
Once you have to base this,
okay.
And this is going to be, once you establish the business and you say, this is what I'm doing,
okay.
That's when we're going to work on that.
Gotcha, so it's next time. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No problem. All right, so thank you so very much. Thank you also for listening in. You've been listening to Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. I've been your host, Marty Jalove.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. So we're here every Monday at 7 p.m., and I'm going to be bringing you industry experts that will share their secrets to success to use on the job, at the office, in your career, for your businesses that you own, and everywhere in between. All right, if you can't catch this live episode, always just tune into Bacon Bits with Master Happiness anywhere you listen to podcasts. All right, my guest today, I'm so lucky to see her again, my bestest buddy.
Tiffany!
There you go. All right, and so stay tuned. This was only part one. Throughout the year, we're going to be doing 10 different episodes all about bringing Tiffany's side hustles to success.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, and tune in next week.